Today's wine menu has two very affordable Aussie whites that fit the bill for informal enjoyment during the sunny days of August. Oxford Landing wines have been in local stores for over two decades, but they're recently updated their look with eye-catching colorful labels. Oxford Landing is located in the Riverland in South Australia along the Murray River, the longest river in Oz. This huge region produces half of South Australia's wine. Like our Okanagan, the Riverland was a dry desert until irrigation came to town. Thanks to a pair of Canadian engineers, George and William Chaffee, the Murray water flowed onto the arid land and agriculture flourished. Soon vineyards, fruit orchards, and jobs for locals and new migrants blossomed. Riverland wines at first were sweet port-like, plonk, and brandy as was the fashion in the 50s and 60s. By the 1970s Aussie tastes had changed toward table wines, and the Riverland produced lots of this with the Australian-invented bag-in-the-box packaging. A Yulumba winemaker in the famous Barossa Valley, Wyndham Hill Smith, realized the potential for producing quality wines in the Riverland and in 1958 began planting the state's largest vineyard with Cabernet Sauvignon. His son, Robert Hill Smith, established Oxford Landing Winery in 1990. Today the winery is a progressive one and sustainability is an important part of their ethos. Reducing their carbon footprint, limiting irrigation, 100% wastewater recycling, establishing an organic vineyard, and regeneration of native flora and fauna, are just some of the ways Oxford Landing has got nature's back. Its focus is capturing the natural fruit flavors, wild fermentation with native yeasts from the vineyard begin the winemaking process, artisanal techniques to enhance the wine experience, so that Oxford Landing wines are approachable, affordable crowd pleasers. First up, a 2020 Oxford Landing Pinot Grigio, $15.98 at Everything Wine, 86 points. It delivers a delicate but appealing nose of pear, mango, and vanilla followed by a delicious fruit salad flavor of pineapple and mango. After fermentation, the wine was left on the lees for 3 months and stirred regularly to create a creamy texture. Because the grapes were harvested during a mild February with cool nights, there's plenty of refreshing acidity that continues on with the fruity finish. Enjoy the Oxford Landing Pinot Grigio with a Mexican chicken salad with taco chips and a black bean salsa of corn, green and red pepper, tomato, cucumber, sweet onion, chili, lime, and cilantro. Another affordable and tasty white is the Oxford Landing 2020 Chardonnay, $5.98 at Everything Wines and Kitsilano Wine Cellar, 88 points. Unlike many Australian Chardonnays of yesteryear, this one is balanced with the acidity holding the ripe fruit in check along with a delicate kiss of oak, which allows other premium qualities of the wine to be enjoyed. You won't get splinters on your tongue from an overdose of oak. Expect this golden chard to deliver a kiss of toasty aromas with seductive scents of vanilla together with tropical fruit. On the palate, you can enjoy the flavor of peaches and honey with the juiciness that comes with balanced acidity. The winery recommends serving their chard with prawn and preserved lemon couscous salad. Sounds beaut to me. Eric Hansen is a lifelong Richmond resident, retired teacher and wine educator. Eric has also taught wine appreciation courses in Richmond and throughout Metro Vancouver for many years. He continues to be a journalistic ambassador for the enchanting world of wine through his weekly column.